Today is Daf Yud Beis. Now I do not have for you one big. I do not have for you one big piece. I have over here a small little verloch on the Daf for today. Now the first thing is a beautiful thing. On this really goes back to yesterday's Daf. It goes back to Daf Yud Aleph. So it's a very beautiful thing from Rav Meir Simcha from the Meshech Chachma. The Rav Meir Simcha, the Ar Sameach. He wrote the Ar Sameach. He wrote the Meshech Chachma. His name was Rav Meir Simcha Midavinsk. Right, that's where he came from. So he once sent a letter. He once sent a letter to someone, and he signed the letter. Hachoisem. Do you know this?
Yeah, it's in the Daf Digest.
Hachoisem. I didn't see the word. Hachoisem kishmuel uchrabanan. I sign off to you like Shmuel and the Rabbanan. It's a very big mystery. What does that mean? I sound like Shmuel. So we learn in Daf Yud Aleph, as Machlokes Gemara says, that there are two opinions. What should a person say? What should the bracha be for before you recite Kriyat Shema? So Shmuel says you should say Ahava Rabba. I forgot who says what. One says Ahava Rabba, and the other says Ahavas Olam, the nusach of the bracha. An everlasting love, an Olam, or Ahava Rabba, a great love. Halacha l'maisa, we make up Shara. For Marav, we say Ahavas Olam, and for Shachas, we say Ahava Rabba. But it's machlokes between Shmuel and the Rabbanan. And the Mefarshim point out that this in Masechta Brachos is the only place where Shmuel and the Rabbanan disagree. Ahava Rabba, Ahavas Olam. So and no one knew what this meant. When Rav Shmuel, Meir Simcha Midavinsk, when he signed, Hachaisem, I sign off to you, Kishmuel Rabbanan, what he meant to say was, I love you. I love you like both, like Shmuel and Rabbanan. I love you, Ahavas, Ahava Rabba, and Ahavas Olam. With an everlasting love and with a very great love. So the next time you write a letter to your grandchildren, you can sign off. I sign off to you, Kishmuel Chrabanan. And let them figure it out what it means. Come from the Gemara and Brachas and Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Yeah.
Daf Yud.
Daf Yud? What? That's a Daf Yud.
Seven sides.
What?
Seven sides, art scroll.
Seven sides.
Oh, Daf Yud is the mystery. Daf Yud and Brachas?
Yes, sir.
That's the only one that has seven sides?
No, it's the only one. It's one found. Nobody else.
Trivia question. Seven sides.
You thought I was nuts. Who asked such a question? At least Daf Yud has it.
Okay, look, keep an eye out for the next 7.5 years. Mr. Mustafa. Trivia question. Which Daf in the art scroll...
There's some have more than seven.
Eight.
Oh, there are?
Ten.
Yes. I've seen
no.
Eight.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
can you find for me?
Where is it? In Baba Basra, within the whole, all these vices of Rabba Baba Chana, whatever.
Okay, you'll be the trivia man.
Even in Gemara.
Okay, check it out. Let us know this.
The trivia question. This is what we'll be prepared for Jeopardy.
It's going page by page now.
What?
It's going dot by dot.
Go talk to Alex Trebek and have him write some good questions. Okay, next. Next one. Now, this is a gem. Okay, this is a gem. This spark comes from Yaakov Kamenetsky. This is a real, real gem. It says in the Mishnah, no, it's not in Mr. Yaakov. It's in there's a new book, not so new anymore, B'mechitzasam. There's a book about Yaakov Kamenetsky.
The Shadows at the Shadows.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's not an Emes Liyakov. It's just a word that was Mipi Hashmua, and they put it in one of these biography book or one of these books where they have just different bits and pieces of his life. Yesterday's daf. It says Maskina Yitzias Mitzrayim Belelos. Who says that statement? This is the Mishnah. This is like a more of a Lom Shavar. It's not necessarily an Agadikva. This is not Lom Shavar. It says in the Mishnah, you are Maski Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. You are Mukhuyiv to mention Ani Hashem Lokecha Vashar Tseis Yaschem Yeretz Mitzrayim Liyos Lachem Lavodim at night. And that's why we say the parasha of Vayomer. Okay, the Rabbanan say this. Along comes Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. I'm only 18 years old, but it's as if I'm 70 years old. And I was not zoichet to say yitzias shayim leilos. So what's the big deal? It's only 18 years old. So he said, I never said yitzias mitzrayim at night. I always said at night, Shema, and V'hoyoim Shemoya. I never said the parash of Ayoymer. Even though it's as if I'm 70 years old, Ad shedarsha ben zoyma shenemar leman tizkra tziyom tzezcha mi'eretz mitzrayim kol yimechayach yimechayach hayom kol yimechayach haleilois. Oh, so we have here Elizabeth ben Zoyma and Elizabeth Azariah, and you say you'd see us mitzrayim at night. Now this is going to be obviously a different chachom than the beginning of the Mishnah. They say, no, that's not the Pshah and the Pasuk. The Pshah and the Pasuk is, Yimei Chayecha Elam Azeh. Kol Yimei Chayecha Lohavim L'mos HaMashiach. So the Chum over here, the end of the Mishnah says, that don't bring a Raya from the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, when it says, Kol refers to Yimos HaMashiach. It's not referring to night. But the Chachamim in the beginning of the Mishnah do agree with Ben Zoma and do agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Mishnah begins with the words Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. Now Rashi Bavorns the Kasha. Rashi, how do you know this? But Rashi says the Pasuk, but Parshas Sitzes Bekriya Shema V'Avvishur Ein Lailos Man Sitzes K'dusim Ritzmosos Chaim Oymer Moisav Balaila Bibnei Yitzias Mitzrayim Sheba. So Rashi says the reason why we say Yitzias Mitzrayim at night is because it's not clear why. I don't know the answer. You have to look into this more. Why? Because why, according to the Chachamim, are you mechuyev to say Yitzias Mitzrayim at night? They don't tell us why. The Pasuk that Ben Zoma quotes, Lamantiskos Yom Tseschom Yeretz Mitzrayim, the Pasuk, Lamantiskos Yom Tseschom Yeretz Mitzrayim, is not a Raya, because the Chachamim reject that Pasuk. When it says the word call in that Pasuk, it's referring to Yimos HaMashiach. It's not referring to the nighttime. The only one that says that it refers to the nighttime is Ben Zoma and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So, but yet the Chachamim also agree that you are required to say Yitzias Mitzrayim at night, but the Chachamim don't tell us what their source is. So that's a different sugya. Where did the Chachamim get the halacha that you're supposed to say it? That's a different shmooze in and of itself.
Until Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had a second Tana to agree with him, he didn't say it. I mean, he argued against the Chachamim.
It appears so, yes, that's what it would appear to be. He was 18, it was only 18 years old. It wasn't like this his entire life. He was only 18 years old. And it could be that he was Isaac in Torah so much, he was Amul B'Torah, that he was potter from Saint Kriyashma. His beard turned white because of Amelus B'Torah, Terasum Nasa Yepotim Mikol HaMitzvahs. So it could be that he was Amul B'Torah to the degree where he never even had an opportunity his whole life to say Kriyashma. And he was only 18 years old. And now when he came 18 years old, he came to learn that even though the Chum say, you say it at night, whatever their source is, it could be the Gemara really talks about, Hinei Yom Bom Nom Hashem. Okay, I'm not getting into that. We'll find the source. We have to look at the Gemara more carefully in the bottom of the page, look at the Gemara on the next page. Maybe it's clear in the Gemara where they're going to get their opinion from. But the only point I want to make over here is that there is machloikis between the Rabbanan and there is Ben Zoma. There appears to be two different sources why you say Kriya Shema at night. The Rabbanan just state, as a matter of fact, Maskidin Yitzias Shayim Balelos, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that you also say Yitzias Shayim by night from the Pasuk of Yoim Tseischom Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayech or Kol Izmar B'Dalayla. So long comes Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and he asks the question, what's then the difference? Why over here do we have a whole elaborate Mishnah? Ah! I'm Kiben Shimshanov Lezochisi, and now all of a sudden I've seen the light. The Rabbanon also saw the light way before you. They also passed the supposed to say Kriya Shema Belaila. Shaviachametz is an incredible art. There's a fundamental difference between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah. The Rabbanon described the obligation with the word Mazkirin. You remember. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah describes the word with V'loi Zochisi Shete Omer. Zochisi were Zmazkirin Ver Shete Omer. What's the difference? Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, when you say Mazkirin, it means together with other things. It's not the Iker. You mention many Nisim, He mentioned Hashem did A, B, C, D, and in addition, he also did this. He also took us out of Mitzrayim. The word Mazkirin is a soft word. You remember this together with a collection of other things. The word Sheteomer means you highlight it, you emphasize it, you give it its own space. This is the Ikar. So when Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah is coming to be choylik on the Rabban, and he's saying not the pshat, oh, so the Gemara says, you say the parasha of Kriyashma. Why do we say the parasha of Vayomer? Because it has six wonderful things. This, the Gemara, six. It is part of a collection. Nothing special. Oh, and we mention tzitzis, avodah zarah, mina, znus, and tzitzis, and all these. And we also happen to mention yitzias and kol hamitzvos. Urismos uzchadim is kol mitzvos Hashem, kol mitzvos and yitzias. It's a part of a series. It's part of a group. Like, you know, there are news, you have to go watch an episode of the news, you listen to the radio on the news, so you have 20 news items. It's just one of many things. That's the Shita of the Rabbanon. Along comes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and says, no. That's not the way you do the mitzvah. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he said Kriyashma, not the way we say Kriyashma. It could be he said Parasha Svayomer, but he's probably also said a whole Parasha that only focuses on one thing, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sheteomer Yitzias Mitzrayim. Give it its own space. Give it its own parsha, its own chashivas. Because the pasuk says, Kol Yimei Chayecha, Lahavi Halayla. The Laila deserves a parsha in and of itself that mentions nothing other than Yitzias Mitzrayim. A fundamental difference between Rabbanon and Elizabeth Azariah, how you are mechuyev to be mekayim the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Belayla. Is it enough to mention it part of something else, or must you mention it as an independent parsha, something completely separate?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
As we say, I think it's in the Gada, many of the person say,
yeah.
Alal Shepesach, you don't just mention it, yes, we're trying.
You reenact it.
Literally. So according to what Rabbi Yaakov
yes.
Kamensky, Rabbi Shalom, it would seem that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, there will be no difference between...
No, reenacting is not the same thing as mentioning, giving...
He said he really... I understand the difference between Lael Peshel Pesach and the others. Because this is
separate.
But according to Rabbi Elazar,
Still a difference of reenactment and mentioning it b'shlemus. You can remember it part of a series of other things, and you can remember it independently. A separate parasha that only mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then there's a higher madrega of reenacting Yitzias Mitzrayim. Pesach is you reenacting it, correct? So it's not necessarily. Now let's go to another vart. And there's another. This is a beautiful, beautiful vart. I saw this in the Nitzotzei Or from Rav Perlau, Rav Aaron Perlau. On Omer Aleph of yesterday's daf, it says, "Come the Omer." Daf Yud Bey. So where is this? Oh, here it is. Omar le Shmuel l'chia bar Rav. Shmuel said to l'chia bar Rav. Bar Orion. He gave him a very nice compliment. He said to me, "Oh, Talmud Chacham, come here, Talmud Chacham. The Emel l'cha. Let me say to you. Let me tell you a beautiful vart that your father used to say. Milsa ma'ali soda Omar avucha. What your father used to say. Come. I'll tell you a gewaltig story from your father." No, what's the gewaltig story? So the son comes over, let me hear the bart. You know what your father said? Hoch yom rabu, what your father said? Kishu koreya, when you daven shmoine esrei, and you bow down, Baruch ato Hashem. So when you say Baruch, when you koreya, koreya bibaruch. Kishu zoikef, and when do you stand up? Zoykeif b'shem, before you get to Hashem's name, make sure you're already standing straight up. That's a gewalde gewart. Your father used to say this. What's the gewalde gewart? Can we read the Gemara? Okay, very good. You don't blink. The Magid says the daf. Okay, very good. Go weiter. What's the Gemara? I take yes. Let me tell you about your father. Your father, he shook my hand. So what? He shook your hand, he shook a billion other people's hands. Like they always ask these politicians. There's a crook. You hear this all the time about the politicians. We have a picture of you, Bill Clinton, standing, sitting, and talking to with this person, and he's the biggest crook. He's a Russian. He did every avera under the sun. So what does the politician say? I heard this, they had a question. I remember years ago, Hillary Clinton, she was seen together, a picture of her smiling with this meshugana, a big crook, and did every avera under the book. So she says, do you know I'm a politician, and I take every day sometimes hundreds of pictures. People come over, go to an event, they go to a function, everyone wants to take my picture, so I take a picture with this one, that one. I don't know who these people are, so I take a picture. So what do you want? Is it because I have a picture? That means I hold him the person in Mishigas. I have a picture, big gedula picture. So what's the gedula? Who doesn't know this? What child doesn't know the halacha that when you bow and you say Baruch, you bow, and when you come to Hashem's name, you stand up? What's the milsim al yusa? Good kasha. It's a good kasha. So he says here in this sefer, beautiful vart. If all he meant to say, he would have just said, you can reword the words. You would say, "Bibaruch kireya uveHashem zaykef." If you want to say the halacha in the most simplest form, you can shorten the words of this memra into four words: "Bibaruch kireya bibaruch veZaykef b'shem." You don't have this elaboration. Kishu kireya kireya bibaruch kishu zaykef b'shem. The beauty is not in the halacha. It's in the way he said it. Because in the way he said it, he's coming to allude to a hanhaga in life. In life, there are good times, and rachmana litzlan, there are bad times. No one has it easy. No one has a life of sunshine from beginning to end. Everyone goes through difficult kufis. Kishahu koireya, when you come to that point in life where you bend, where you're thrown down, where you put down, a difficult point in life where you suffer and you're humbled, koireya, go down with dignity. Koireya bibaruch, thank Hashem for those moments. Kishem shemavarchim ala toiv, kach mavarchim al hara. Ala toiv, you make a bracha, you make a bracha shechianu, you make a bracha atoiv umeitiv, but you make a bracha dayinu emes. We don't understand Hashem's anhaga on bad times. Kishu koreya, koreya bibaruch. Say to Hashem, baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech olam dayinu emes. Because that's, you have to have dignity during the difficult times in life. Kishu zaykef. And when you come to those times in life where you stand tall, when you stand high, the good times in life, I warn you, watch out. Don't make the mistake and say, Koichi v'yoytzim yadi osili achayel hazeh. Zoykeif b'shem. Attribute your success to the Ribbono shel Olam. All of your success, channel it. It's all from the Ribbono shel Olam. This is a milsa me'al yusa. Kishu koreya, koreya b'baruch. Say baruch dayinu emes. Don't be bitter. Kishu zoykev, zoykev b'shem. Don't say koichi v'yoytzim yadi. Now you appreciate what it means. Let me tell you, milsa me'al yusa de'amar mishmei de'avucha. It's a good word? Okay, let me give you another good word before we conclude. What? Nitzotze are. Let me tell you, Nitzotze are comes from this person. He's a genius of geniuses. His name is, I'm not mistaken, I'm very big with names. His name is Aaron Perlow. He put out Nitzotze are. He put out, over the years, he put out at least two volumes on Chumash. They're like Tzalikot. A lot of his Chassidish Torah on Chumash, two thick volumes. Then he put out an incredible work called Margolios Hashas. He put out, it's probably close to 20 volumes. He just finished. He went through the entire Shas. It's on a Divrei Agada. It's a Likut. It's a Likut like you can't even begin to imagine. Where he got these things, he must use a computer, where he got these things from. It's done phenomenally well. Now he finished the whole Shas. I was wondering, what is he going to do now? He finished the whole Shas. It took him 7.5 years. He put out, probably the other things at the same time. He put out these 20 volumes called Margolis Shas. It became relatively popular. A lot of the things that you see in Daf Digest, who gets Daf Digest? So they're all, you got it in the previous cycle also?
No.
Okay, the previous cycle.
They the dates, obviously, some of them are 2005.
Okay, so what? A lot of the stuff, not a lot, but
this hasn't changed.
It's very obvious.
Yeah, I get that on the computer.
I think a lot of the stories of Daf Digest, a lot of the things they have in Daf Digest, I can't say. They take from Margolius Hashas. Because he goes through, you see the same thing, he's taking the stories from there. So now he finished Shas. We put out now a new volume. It's a fortune. It costs $42. It's a fortune of money. We put out now a new volume. A new volume on Adivrei Agada, but he claims only going to be 5 volumes, the whole Shas. Not more than 5 volumes. We put out the first volume, and it's another Likut. Things that he discovered after he already printed the first series, but he says they're all very short. Not like the other one, which has a very long piece. They're all very short. They're all new things, and it's also done in a different style. It's very, very good, very, very cool. So it's all right. That came from there. Okay. Can I just tell you another quick vart? I think Perlau. Okay, now let's go to another quick vart. Okay, running out of time. Can you tell me? Tell you one other vart. Okay, this I like. Okay, very, very short. I like this very, very much. The Gemara here talks about anyone, because we're going to get for the Yom Ram coming up very, very soon for Slichus. Kol oiser dvar aver umitspayish moichlin loyal kol avoyin oiser. That's today's daf. The Gemara brings the pasuk. A person does an avera umitspayish and he feels shame. So it's a whole shayla moichlin boy moichlin moichlin loy. Okay, that's another point. What are they moichlim for? Moichlim for that avera, or do they forgive him for all of the averas that he has? And the pasha says when a person feels shame, busha has an effect on the entire neshama. When a person does one aver, and for that one aver, he feels ashamed, it's contagious to his entire essence, and they forgive him for all of his averas. So, and the Gemara brings a pasuk. This pasuk is the makar. You have to remember this, because you can say this many, many times in the next month. Is the makar what you say in Slichos, says in Yom Kippur, Hare ani kichli mole vusha. I'm like a utensil that's mole vusha. And therefore, whatever it's the whole nosach, Hare kichli mole vusha chlima. And we go on to say, I don't remember what it says. I don't pay attention when I daven, unfortunately. But you'll read the nusach, you'll now pay attention. Why are we saying this? I'm like a clear tzmole vusha. Because we want to be mekayim the daf. Daf yud beis amid beis. That a person that does an avera, and he's embarrassed, he's ashamed of the avera, moichlin loy al kol avoinoisav. He's forgiven for all of his averos. So we try to bring upon ourselves busha b'shas t'tila l'slichos in order to gain from HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechila for all of our sins. Okay, there are more things, but we're out of time, so we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day. Take care.